Blessed be the name of the Lord. 2 Peter chapter 2. Who are they that make this merchandise? Verse 10. Let's have that long reading up to verse 19. And hear the way Peter also put it. But chiefly, them that walk after the flesh, in the lust of uncleanness, and despise government, presumptuous are they? Presumptuous. Presumptuous. You know what? Why he used the word presume? Presume. The Bible tells us that if a prophet says something in the name of the Lord, and the thing does not come to pass, he said he has spoken presumptuously. And Apostle Suleiman Johnson, and who again? Iginla, and all the prophets that prophesied that Jonathan will win, they were prophesying presumptuously. That is their identity. Let's read on. Hallelujah. Self-willed. Their will can never be buried in the will of the Father. They are not afraid to speak evil of dignitaries. Hallelujah. Verse 11. Whereas angels, which are greater in power and might, bring no railing accusation against them before the Lord. But this, as natural brute beasts. See how Peter is angry. Look at the language he's using. He's talking about ministers, so that we are preaching from the Bible. Oh. He said they are made to be taken and destroyed. They speak evil of the things that they understand not, and shall utterly perish in their own corruption. Like the things they speak concerning the ministry of William Branham, Dr. Olukoya, Apostle Suleiman, Matthew Shimolo, and the rest of them. God's general, Robert Lyodom, who is now a confirmed homosexual. Confirmed. He has owned up to it. That is Satan's general. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It's a don of lies. Robert Liar Don. Don Liar. Praise the Lord. A few months ago, Oyedepo himself announced it in his church. How that Robert Liar Don has owned up that he was a homosexual. And don't say I am speaking presumptuously. Before you hear me say anything here, when the whole world is hearing, I have confirmed. To get information is very easy. Go and Google Robert Liar Don homosexual. It will appear. Yeah. Let's continue reading. Hallelujah. I shall receive the reward of unrighteousness. I said that count it pleasure to riot in the daytime. He says, spots they are and blemishes, spotting themselves with their own deceivings. While they feast with you in Christianity, having eyes full of adultery, and I cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable souls, and heart they have exercised with covetous practices, cursed children. Peter was angry. Which are forsaking the right way. See where I am going. And have gone astray. Following the way of Balaam. Somebody shout the way of Balaam. Say very loud. Say very well. He said the son of Bosor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness, but was rebuked for his iniquity. The dumb ass animal, speaking with man's voice, forbade the madness of the prophet. Hallelujah. These are wells. They said they will give you. He said, Jesus Christ said, out of him shall flow what? Rivers of what? Living water. So it means Jesus is a well. But these ones that preach Christ, he said, they are wells without water. They are clouds that are carried with a tempest to whom the mist of darkness is reserved forever. Listen, for when they speak great swelling words of vanity, they are lured through the lust of the flesh, through much wantonness, those that were clean escaped from them who live in error, while they themselves, those false ministers, promised the people liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption. For whom a man is overcome, of the same is he brought in bondage. I just end another verse. See the emphasis there. They go the way of Balaam, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. And Peter is telling you, under such ministries, you will never have eternal life. They are empty wells. The clouds they have, instead of carrying rain, they're only carrying darkness. That is their identity. Praise Master Jesus. I went somewhere during the weekend. They are only, they don't praise Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Anytime they say glory to Jesus, Pastor Francis will say honor to. Glory to Jesus. None of you want to give honor to Mary. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. When a preacher, a minister, is serving the Lord, and all that he thinks his gift is for, is to make money with it, you have gone the way of Balaam. Another scripture call it the error of Balaam. The way of Balaam. Praise the Lord. That is Jude verse 11 to 19. Let's read it. Describing the same group. Now we have had Paul. We have had Peter. Let's hear Jude. In the mouth of two or three witnesses, the matter is established. He said, woe to them! He's talking to the same group. For they have gone in the way of Cain. What is the way of Cain? Deviance. No matter how you show them the correct thing, am I my brother's keeper? Do it now, they will never do it. Deviance. Deviance. That is, God himself was talking to Cain. Cain could not listen to God. Now you, Pastor Moses, they will listen to. Okay, let's read on. And they have run greedily after the error of Balaam for reward and perished in the gainsaying of Kore. These are spots. The same description that Peter gave them. Jude is saying the same thing. They are spots in your feast of charity when they feast with you. Feeding themselves without fear. Clouds they are without water. Carried about of winds. Trees whose fruit withered. Without fruit, twice dead, plumbed up by the roots. Raging waves of the sea, foaming out their own shame. Wandering stars, to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. And Enoch, prophet Enoch also, the servant from Adam, prophesied of this, saying, behold, the Lord coming with 10,000 of his saints. To do what? To execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. Verse 16. He said, these are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lusts, and their mouth speaking great swelling words, having men's persons in admiration because of advantage. But beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. How that they told you there should be mockers in the last time who should walk after their own ungodly lusts. This be they who separate themselves sensual, having not the Spirit. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. I just stop here. Just the emphasis in the description of who these people are. And I say this with emphasis because even in this church, we have gifted people, and there is a tendency for us to copy from these people without knowing that they are going after the error of Balaam for reward. The worst thing that you should do is to use your gift, God-given gift, for a reward. To commercialize it. That's why Gehazi, his master Elisha, refused to receive that gift from the general Naaman, the Syrian general. Why? Because that's an unbeliever. Instead of giving glory to God, he's coming to pay the prophet for the prayer. And a true prophet of God will discern that. There is a gift in appreciation of God. And there is a gift to pay you for what you have done for him. That was why Elisha rejected the gift. After all, he has been collecting other gifts. He has even gone to a poor woman before, a widow, and collected all she had and ate. And there was a blessing. But here is somebody now that came with a lot of money. And his servant Gehazi went with lies. My master said he wants some of them to give to the poor. See? Somebody sent me a message and said he wanted to know that there is a prophet in this church that asked him, I think he was calling from, I think, Jamaica or so, and he's also a minister of God, he's a reverend somebody. He came across that the man, you know, through the Facebook, and got to know that he's with us. Through that, he was watching us. And because of what I spoke, that's why he had to ask that question. He said that he told him to send $1,000 that he will buy something or something like that for the orphans in Brother Assembly. Thus saith the Lord. He said that that prophet has left the church 2 years ago. And the prophet is still asking him. The prophet is now in America. And that he said he should bring another offering, but this time he should not send it to Nigeria, but send it to him in Florida. That's where that prophet is now. After he told me who the prophet is, and he said that some other sister that was a prophetess here, that he noticed she's no more in the church, that they use manipulating prophecy and they begin to ask him to bring money. Praise God. I told him that so-called prophet has forewarned you, defrauded you in the name of the Lord. For somebody to stand and lie in the name of the Lord for gain. Even the one for Balaam. Balaam is better than him. Because he said, Jeje, na Balak, na iko ofaram. If you do this, I will give you this. At least he was induced to do it. But this other one, now hungry the wire ram. He said, how I go do? He said, God, he said, you should give me $1,000. God will say. God will say. These are the things that make me believe the doctrine of serpents. And he called me back. He sent another mail. I told him. He said that he believed that after listening to me, that he now found out that he was wrong. That was why he had to send me a mail. He said that he has benefited so much from this ministry, and he knew that I will not be part of that thing they are doing. And I quickly told him, I said, the evidence is that they are no more with us. If they were of us, they would have continued with us. But the left, that it will be made manifest that they were not part of us. They have gone the way. It's written of them. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And those of you watching out from abroad, you are the ones that fall this mugu more than anybody. If anybody tells you to bring money so that they will go to the mountain to pray for you, it's a lie. He wants to dupe you. Anybody that goes to you and tells you, don't let anybody know, don't let Pastor Moses know, he is duping you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I have had people who had problems, and they called me and I felt for them. And I have gathered a few people to go to the mountain and, you know, stand in the gap for those people. But I have never asked the person, give me money to send people. I use my own money and I give you. Because my joy is the testimony of that person. I use my money, I send you. And if there is no money, I tell them, come and camp here in the camp. In the evening, I will send food for them to eat. After all, an intercessor is a ministry. They are joy. When you want an intercessor to be happy, give him the problem of somebody. He will carry it upon his head. And we know them. It's not for what they will get. It's not for what they will get. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I know a sister here. See, that carry body for people. I have sent her several times. She will fast until fear will catch me. Sir. Nothing. Without me giving her nothing. One day, she took the problem of somebody. And then, the person called me. Who is that sister that was, you know, that was standing for me, this and that, he said, and gave me some money, paid it into my account, that I should give the sister in this church. And when the sister came to send for her, I said, so person you prayed for, sent 1 million naira to me that I should give you. That sister has never had 100,000 naira in her account. She fell down in my office. That means she was not expecting it. Amen. And I'm not the type of pastor that will sit down. 1 million. Let me give you a transfer. When you go pay now, we go pray for her. Take 200. You know, some pastors will do that. And when I gave her that woman, she fell down. Hey, went down and dreamed, she did dream. I said, no, the dream. Stand up, now your money. And I gave her a check for that. Now. She was not expecting it. It's her ministry. And God can never use you and dump you. So why do you bend it? Now the effect of it all is that you chop now and the person owes you nothing again. Praise the Lord. The error of Balaam. The way of Balaam. That is what Demas was guilty of. And many more Demases are all around. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So what did Gehazi get instead? Leprosy. Receive anything like that for gain is leprosy. That is how Balaam died. See the way Balaam died in the Bible. You will run away from that kind of greedy spirit. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The Bible calls them workers of iniquity. Matthew chapter 7 verse 21. Can we read it? To verse 23. Not not everyone that said unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you, depart from me, ye that walk iniquity. I was just going through something during the week, and I got to understand deeper the meaning of iniquity as used from the Greek translation. Yes, William Branham summarized the meaning of iniquity to mean knowing the right thing to do and refusing to do it. You are guilty of iniquity. But more importantly, iniquity is the sin that you commit and cause other people also to be involved in that sin. That is the iniquity. You commit a sin. Yes, for instance, Abraham before Abimelech committed iniquity. Why? He lied that Sarah was not his wife, was his sister. And the king immediately took her, because she was very pretty, to be his wife. Now, if he had slept with that woman as his wife that night, now he would have been guilty of sleeping with another man's wife. And that would have earned him death from God. But who is the one that made him to commit that sin? It was Abraham that made him to commit that sin. That sin that Abraham committed, that made another man to go into the same sin, is called iniquity. And he said, get it from me, ye that, I never knew you, ye that walk iniquity. What is it? By your actions, the way you have carried about the ministry, you have made all the people to be idolaters. Instead of giving glory to God, they were giving glory to you. To a man. You are making them to be idolaters. You made them to be worldly. You know that the fashions of this world, they are enmity with God. God hates worldliness. But here you are. You were teaching them that it doesn't matter. You know in the scripture it matters. But because of what you want to achieve, you say it doesn't matter. You can dress anyhow. You have committed iniquity because you have taught the people to be worldly Christians. That is a sin that God is angry with. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You know the right thing to do. For instance, let me give you two scriptures. Isaiah chapter 45. Verse 11 to 13. Concerning Cyrus, King Cyrus. Amen. This is what he told him, King Cyrus. Thus said the Lord, the Holy One of Israel and his Maker. He was talking to Cyrus. Ask me of things to come concerning my sons and concerning the work of my hands. Command ye me. I have made the earth and created man upon it. I, even my hands, have stretched out the heavens and all their hosts have I commanded. Verse 13. I have raised him up. Raised Cyrus. King Cyrus up in righteousness. He was not a Jew. Cyrus was not a Jew. And I will direct all his ways. Cyrus, he shall build my city. And he shall let go my captives who were in his kingdom, not for price, nor reward, said the Lord of hosts. Catch it. The children of Israel were in captivity in that kingdom, in Babylonian captivity. And God was going to anoint somebody for their deliverance. And he said that he will loose them from their bondage without a reward or price. Because he is doing it under the authority of heaven. The anointing for deliverance is not for sin. All of you that have anointing for deliverance, it is not for sin. Matthew chapter 10. Hallelujah. Verse 7 and verse 8. When he told them to go and preach, he said, as you go, preach. Say what? The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Verse 8. Heal the sick. Cleanse the lepers. Raise the dead. Cast out devils. Everybody, shall we go? Freely you have received, freely give. Freely you have received, freely give. Amen. We shall continue from there. Can we stand up? Open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth thou hast now given. Bless in my hands the wonderful gift that shall unclasp and set me free. Oh, silent. I wait for
you. Ready, my God.
Ready, my God. Thy will to
see.
Open my eyes. Illuminate my
faith.
Spirit, I want you to just offer a word of prayer. What do you want to pray about? If I am found in any form of iniquity, Lord, reveal it to me and deliver me from the bondage and the activities of false anointed ones, false prophets.
Welcome back. We are able to conclude that today. We hope to conclude it next time. So far, I try to emphasize what the scriptures say to this group of people who have invaded the Christian faith. The next time we come, we will try to see, contrary to the scripture that says, you should go heal the sick, cast out devils, and that freely we receive that grace of anointing, and freely we give. Contrary to that commandment of the Lord, we shall see in the next service what this group of people who are crafty and unaware are doing with anointing in Christian now. Yes, there is the anointing for sin. See you then. Thank you for staying tuned.